welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. I'm here today with Amanda and Carmen, who are Vanderbilt dietetic interns, and we're going to be talking about ways to ditch the salt. And thank you for being here, both of you. Mm-hmm. First, I want to ask you, Carmen, can you talk to us a little bit about the American Heart Association guidelines for salt?
Yeah, actually, they just changed recently as of February of this year. The previous recommendations was that Americans keep their sodium intake under 2,300 milligrams a day, but now it's 1,500 milligrams, which is a big change. So we're going to talk about some of the ways that you could do that, foods that have hidden sodium in them. But it's really important to keep your sodium intake low. That way you can keep your blood pressure low and also reduce risk for heart disease in the future.
So it's really important to really pay attention to the salt in your diet. And now with the recommendations changing, it's going to be even more challenging than before.
Yes.
Well, what are some high salt foods that people might be surprised to know have so much salt in them?
Canned soups, I think a lot of people do know now that those are high, but even some of the healthier request soups, healthy choice soups, those can be high in sodium, so you should look there. Ketchup, chips, you know, some of the snack foods like crackers, cheese can be high in sodium, soy sauce and condiments are often high, lunch meats, so the important thing is to look at the label.
It sounds like you're talking about a lot of processed foods too. Is that sort
is,
of a
a general rule of thumb? If it's processed, it will probably have preservatives, which is often in the form of sodium.
Okay. So anytime you can go with fresh foods, you're probably going to be better off. Amanda, can you talk to us a little bit about what are some of the things that people can actually do to help reduce the salt in their diet without making drastic changes?
Yeah, just as you were saying, you know, buying some of those fresh foods rather than the processed foods, you're going to get that a lot of times with your canned vegetables and frozen vegetables, which are actually great, but you need to make sure you're getting the ones that have the no added salt or the frozen vegetables without any of the sauces, which bring a lot of the sodium. So just buying plain frozen, the canned with no added salt, and fresh vegetables will be your best bet for that. Also buying fresh meats rather than any canned or processed types. Using any herbs or spices that are the salt-free seasonings, which can add a lot of flavor instead of getting some of those flavors through the process. Also, not adding any salt to your rice or pasta when you're cooking that. That's going to be a big thing. Not adding the salt is going to add a lot of sodium to choices that already have some sodium within them. One recommendation we have is to rinse all of your canned foods, whether they say no added salt or not. That's going to reduce some of your sodium content.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit more. What do you mean by that? Rinse your foods.
Okay. If you get a can of green beans that even say no added salt, you know, you're usually going to drain those, but then we're also going to have you rinse those with water.
It will reduce the sodium content by 40%.
Wow, that's huge. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are some other things that you could rinse besides, like, canned vegetables?
You can also do tuna, which is even packaged in water. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to get that instead of the one packaged in oils. But even with the water, you want to rinse that with water just to take off any of the extra sodium.
What about beans? I eat a lot of canned beans.
Yes, beans also.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. All right, what else do we want to do? Anything else?
I think the main things that Carmen and I have talked about, I think just reading the nutrition labels are going to be your biggest bet. You know, reading some of those, even on your ketchup bottle, realizing that the sodium's high in that and some of your ready-to-eat cereals. You can be kind of surprised by some of the healthy choices that you pick are actually very high in sodium. So I think that's the overall theme that we would go for, of just looking on your nutrition labels when those are available to you and picking those healthier choices.
Are there certain groups that need to be more aware of
salt intake than others?
The people with diabetes, chronic kidney disease, and those who already have hypertension, if they cut their salt to like 1,500 milligrams, they'll see the most benefit from that. Okay. So it's an easy way to help control a disease that you may already have.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being here. That was really informative, and I bet that most people listening probably have too much salt in their diet, so we can all benefit from this. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.